He's put the news out in social media that he's waiting on his reply. He gave him, what, 24 hours, Diego?
Yeah, apparently he said, yeah, you have 24 hours to respond.
Shoo. It's tough out here in these streets, guys. We should all just choose peace. But right now, we're going to get into a conversation with Ilonka. Ilonka Bardenhurst is a managing executive at Wireless Application Service Provider Association. And we've got her on the line to talk about gender-based violence that's gone digital. Ilonka, thank you so very much for joining us. Good morning and welcome to Radio 2000.
Good morning and thanks for having me on the show.
Our absolute pleasure. Let's talk about cyber violence. What is it exactly?
Okay, so, well, cyber violence can be defined as the use of computer systems to cause, facilitate, or threaten violence against individuals that results in or that is likely to result in physical, sexual, psychological, or economic harm or suffering. And it may also include the exploitation of an individual's circumstances, characteristics, or vulnerabilities. So research recently done by the World Health Organization shows that one in three women will have experienced a form of violence in a lifetime. And now despite the relatively new and growing phenomenon that's internet activity, it is estimated that one in 10 women will have already experienced a form of cyber violence since the age of 15. I mean, I think the numbers speak for themselves there.
Yeah, it goes without saying, even now, this early in the morning, somebody is probably already experiencing it. But let me ask you this, Ilonka, what are some of the common online threats that target women specifically?
So when we're looking at women specifically, like studies show that the root cause of violence against women and girls is gender inequality. So here we're looking at discrimination, gender stereotypes, and sexism, specifically against, and we see it more predominantly against women of color, members of minority religions, and people from the LGBTQI plus community.
Now,
and we look at on like different types of examples. We've got, cyber violence may involve things like different types of harassment, bullying, violation of privacy, sexual abuse and sexual exploitation, or bias offenses and discrimination. But direct threats of violence or actual direct physical violence. As an example, computer systems may be used in the connection to murder, kidnapping, rape, or other sexual accident crimes and extortion. To pull that back to everyday life, the new buzzwords that we've been hearing quite recently, things like revenge porn, extortion and cyber-stalking and cyber-bullying. In the workspace, unwanted sexually explicit emails, on social media, offensive advances, bullying, stalking. Just in the commercial space, it even extends to that area where we're looking at financial extortion and scams. And then hate speech, which we have unfortunately seen way too often. Now, we're looking at language that denigrates or insults or threatens or targets an individual based on their identity and or other traits such as sexual orientation or disabilities.
Gotcha. So in closing, I've got one last question for you, Ilonka. What is WASPA doing in the mobile application service space to regulate online environment so it can be safer for all?
So just in short, WASPA regulates all companies that offer mobile value-added services within South Africa. We've got a very strict code of conduct that all of our members must adhere to. We've got a team that monitors this and a very well-established complaint procedure where members of the public can lodge complaints on our website. And our code specifically looks at things, for example, children's services to ensure that services that are offered to children are safe and age-appropriate. Also monitor things like adult services in that environment to look at the marketing to ensure that the correct materials are being used. And we look at things like discrimination and hate speech, et cetera, in the online space to make sure that if a service is provided that is in line with our very strict code, and if not, action will be taken against the companies that have provided that. So if any member wants to get more information or potentially lodge a complaint, they can visit our website at waspa.org.za.
Ilonka Bardenas, thank you so very much for your time. It's much appreciated. We all need a conversation starter, and we all need a little bit of advice and perhaps direction on where to go to when time gets tough. So thank you so very much for giving all of that to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the day.
You too. Bye-bye. That's Ilonka Bardenust, Managing Executive at Wireless Application Service Provider Association, WASPA. And as you heard her say, if you have any questions or you need something particularly answered, head over to their website.
Life is about two rules. Rule number one, play to win every match. Rule number two, always remember rule number one. Leeds United are hunting for three top points against a stubborn Brentford.